I want to talk about your ryegrass too a little bit. So there is two different ryegrasses. We've got winter cereal rye, which is the main one that everybody uses, and then there's annual ryegrass. There's a big difference between the two, but the winter rye is the one thing that we plant. It's easy. We can plant it late. It'll germinate in 34 degree soil. So no matter when the crop comes off, we can at least get spring growth out of it. The annual ryegrass is one that probably has more benefits than anything, but it also scares a lot of producers. It winter kills most of the time, especially north of, say, Interstate 80 or so, but it doesn't always. There's a chance it comes back, and it's a little bit trickier to kill, but as long as you make sure you get it from a good seed source and you've got a certified variety, it's usually pretty safe. You just got to make sure it's above 60 degrees when you terminate it and whatnot, and watch the pH in your spray water, and you'll be fine.